Wendy's is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much, Gary. Hi, folks. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to some big bucks and some great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's player.
From the Motor City, and I need a new car.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm originally from Georgia. I'm here to win a dream vacation, and the whammy's not going with me.
All right, players, good to have y'all here. Of course, the big question of the day is, and always is, are you ready to press your luck?
Yes. All right.
Good. Let's get it going here. Now, you've each got $1,000 to start things off with today. And, of course, you can add to that by taking a chance on that beautiful big board that you see behind me. It is loaded with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gym card. Very nice. You'll need to land on the gym space in round one and the car space in round three. Then you need to win the game in order to drive that baby out of here. Now, each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. I'll show you how it works. Ready? Stop. There you go, a gold bracelet. But you have to be careful. You have to be very careful of the dreaded whammy. Because you land on that whammy, he's going to come out here, he's going to take all your cash and prizes, knock you right out of the first round. You don't want that. Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. And, of course, you can freeze at any time if you're either afraid of the whammy or if you think that you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round has a nice, big, fat advantage in our final round. And the player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one who gets to leave here with all the cash and prizes they've earned. Okay? Good. Now, we did ourselves a little drawing backstage to determine who would go first here. Heather, that's you. Starting off with $1,000. Are you ready for your first spin?
I am.
All right, let's go.
Put the ball in motion. No whammy, stop!
Stop at $740, Heather. All right. AJ from the Motor City, we're down to you. Starting you off with $1,000 as well. Here comes your first spin, my friend.
All right. Hold up and stop.
Stop at a video security system, AJ. That's valued at $200. Not a bad start. Jennifer, are you ready for your first spin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, start you off with $1,000. Here you go.
$1,500.
Stop at a radar detector worth $349. Put you in second place, Jennifer. And now that we have gone down the line successfully once, we are going to add more whammies to the board. Here they come. Watch where you step. All right, Heather, we come back to you in first place with $1,740. You want to freeze there, or do you want to press your luck?
I want to press my luck.
Okay, here we go.
No, alrighty, no whammies, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at a whammy.
You better cry, because your money's not.
And bye-bye to the money, Heather. Unfortunately, that also means bye-bye for the first round here. You're out of this round, but certainly not out of the game. It's just between AJ and Jennifer now. AJ, we come to you. You're in second place with $1,200. Do you want to freeze or do you want to press your luck?
I'm ready to press my luck.
Okay.
Let's go. Jump car. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. That's going to leave you speechless. AJ, sometimes words just aren't necessary, you know. Now you're out of the round two and down to zero. Jennifer, it's all about you here. You have $1,349. If you freeze there, you'll go into the third round, our leader, and you will have that big advantage I told you about at the top of the show. But if you want to press your luck, hey, who am I to stop you? What's it going to be?
I'll freeze.
You're going to freeze?
I'll freeze.
Okay. At the end of round one, Heather and AJ, each with a whammy, each with $0. And Jennifer, frozen at $1,349, our leader. You folks at home, stay right where you are when we come back, our question round, and I don't want you to miss it. Press your luck. Now is the time where we like to get to know our players just a little bit better. Heather, we're going to start with you. You're a stay-at-home mom. How many little ones you got running around?
I got two children. Zachary, who's five. Hallie's one.
Oh, yeah. You're a busy, busy lady.
Absolutely.
Good to have you here. AJ, Yeah, Taj. You're from Detroit, huh?
From Motor City.
Motor City, and you're here to get a new car, but you missed out on the gym car in the first round.
I know. We'll keep trying here.
Well, we're going to have some big bucks for you in the final round. Maybe get a fistful of cash and take it right over to the lot, right?
You got it.
Okay, good, AJ. Good to have you here. And Jennifer in desperate need of a vacation, I hear.
I'd love a trip abroad. Take the summer off.
Yeah, where would you go? What's your dream destination?
Oh, several. I'd do Greece, I'd do Italy, I'd do South Africa,
that's
Tahiti.
Not picky, as long as it's tropical and beautiful, right? All right, we got some nice trips up there, so good luck to you. The three of you, it's great to have you here. We're going to have a lot of fun, all right? Great job. Here we go. Now here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of the game here. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning the game. And this is how this round works. I'm going to ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will answer that question. That answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players here. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. Correct multiple choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Here comes the first question. Players, Rip Van Winkle took sleeping to a whole new level. According to Washington Irving's story, for how many years did Mr. Van Winkle sleep? All right, out of time. I'll give you three choices here. Was it 20 years, 50 years, or was he out like a light for 100 years? Heather.
I'm going to say 100 years.
100? AJ?
100.
100.
It was 20. 20. Of course, for Rip, that's just a little power nap, but for the rest of us, hey, not a bad gig, all right? No one picks up any spins there, so we'll move on to the next question here. If you decided to take a gander, you would either be looking at something, or you'd be taking a male version of what bird? Taking a gander. All right, I'll give you three choices here. Duck, goose, or swan? Heather?
Goose.
Goose? AJ?
I'll go with goose.
Jennifer?
Goose.
All right, goose it is. That's it. There you go. Taking a little gander. Heather, you pick up a spin, you go to one. AJ, you get one as well there. And Jennifer, here's one for you as well. Next question. Tell me what TV newswoman is married to talk show host Maury Povich? Heather?
Connie Chung.
Is it Connie Chung, Maria Shriver, or Diane Sawyer? AJ?
Connie Chung.
Jennifer?
Connie Chung.
It is Connie Chung. Yes, indeed. There you go, Heather. Three spins for you. Puts you at four now. AJ, you get a spin. You're up to two. Jennifer, you're up to two as well. There's another spin for you. Libya, Latvia, or Lebanon? Which of these countries is part of the continent of Africa? Heather.
Libya.
Is it Libya, Latvia, or Lebanon? AJ?
Libya.
Jennifer?
Libya.
It is Libya, yes. Jennifer, you need to know that if you're going to be traveling over there. You need to know that. Heather, you get three spins, puts you at seven now. AJ, another spin for you gives you three. Same for you, Jennifer, another spin. You're at 3-2. Here's your final question. Last chance to pick up a spin or three in this round. The Nutcracker Ballet is an annual favorite at Christmas time. Tell me who composed the music for it. Was it Mozart, Tchaikovsky, or Strauss? Heather.
Strauss.
AJ?
I'm going to try Tchaikovsky.
Sure, why not? Jennifer, what do you think?
Strauss.
It was Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky there. AJ, another spin for you. Brings you up to four. At the end of the question round, here's how it looks, folks. Heather, you've got seven. AJ, four. And Jennifer, you'll be taking three spins into the final round, which is happening right after this on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck.
Runners-up will receive the Argus Internet-ready camera with voice recording capability, sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle, an American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
And we are back. Here it is, folks, the final round, the grand finale of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Players, I want you to gaze at that board right there. It's got over $100,000 in cash and prizes on it. And like always, I have to tell you, there are some whammies, so be careful, because if you do indeed hit a whammy, they're going to come out here and grab all your cash, leave you flat broke. Heather, AJ, I don't have to tell you how unpleasant that can be. But if you hit four whammies, you'll be eliminated from the game, so make sure you're careful of that as well. And as if that weren't enough for you, what more can I pile on? How about this? The big board now features some double whammies. They not only take all your money, they come out here and they mess with you a little bit. The audience laughs. I, however, feel sorry for you. Okay? Now, there's more strategy in this round, players, because here you can now pass your spins to the opponent that's in the lead in hopes that they maybe hit a whammy. The leader will have to take all the spins that have been passed to them. And remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes, okay? All right. Jennifer, you are in first place with $1,349. That means you, young lady, will be going last in this round. Normally, we would go to the player with the least amount of money, but since Heather and AJ are both tied at zero, we go to the player with the least amount of spins. And AJ, that's you. You have $0, one whammy, four spins to play with here. Would you like to take one now, sir?
I would.
AJ from Detroit. Here comes first.
$5,000 for one spin.
Stop at a 35-millimeter camera worth $568. There you go.
That's good.
How about that? Three spins to go. Pass them or press your luck?
Press my luck.
All right.
All right, $5,000 plus one spin.
Stop at $1,400. Take it. Two spins, AJ. You jump right into first place. $1,968 is where you are now. I want you to remember, if you pass your spins here, they will go to Jennifer. She'll have to take them. Or, of course, if you want to press your luck, we'll hop right back to the board. What do you want to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay.
$5,000 plus one spin. $3.
Stop at $5,000 in a spin, AJ. Woo! Right now, all of Detroit is jumping all over the hoods of their cars. $6,968, still two spins to play with, doing a great job of avoiding that whammy. What do you want to do, pass or press your
luck?
I'm
going to pass.
You're going to pass them?
I'm going
to
pass.
All right, Jennifer, those two spins come to you. You will have to take those, but you'll have to take them a little bit later on because, again, you're going last in this round. Heather, the stay-at-home mom, that means it's all about you. $0, one spin. You've seen how easy it can be here from AJ. You have seven spins to play with. You want to take your first now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, come on, big money or Jamaica, let's go. Stop
at a pearl necklace worth $525. Ever so glamorous. All right, Heather, keep in mind, if you decide to pass your spins, they go to AJ. But if you want to press your luck, we'll go right back to the board. What do you want to do? All right, here we go.
Let's go. Come on, big money, and stop.
Stop at a pool table worth $1,290.
Okay.
You jump right into second place with that. Five spins to go. Take another?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Come on now, big money, Jamaica, stop.
Stop at diamond earrings. They are worth $1,399. Look at you. You're going to be the most glamorous stay-at-home mom this side of the Mississippi. $3,214. Still in second place. Four spins to go. What do you want to do?
I want to press my luck.
Okay.
Go. Come on now. Big money, and stop.
Stop at the Don Whammy.
Don't ever press your luck with the family.
He came in and muscled you right out of all that beautiful jewelry here, Heather.
I'm sad.
Wow, your second whammy, down to zero. Good news, three spins.
Yeah.
You see some of the big money we got up there. You can jump right back into
it
quickly here.
All right. Come on now, big money, stop.
Stop at $1,000 or spin again. What would you like?
The money.
You got the money. $1,000 for you, Heather. There you go. You're in third place. Two spins to go. What would you like to do?
Absolutely.
Okay, press it or luck.
Let's go now. Big money, stop.
Stop at a trip to Jamaica. Heather, that trip is worth $4,560. Put you in second place. One spin to go. If you pass it, it goes to AJ. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass?
Press my luck.
Press your luck. Okay. Stop at recliners. They're worth $568, and that puts you at $6,128. Not a bad recovery there. You're in second place now. All right, going to take a little commercial break here. When we come back, it's all about Jennifer with two pass spins, three earned spins. She'll be back. We'll be back. Hope you're back right after this. Now, when we left you last, we had AJ in first place with $6,968. Heather's in second place, and an impressive showing, by the way, before the commercial break, $6,128. And when we came into the final round here, Jennifer was in first place with $1,349. You now find yourself in third place. You have two spins that you have to take, courtesy of our good buddy AJ here. I know you want a trip We got some of them up there for you. Yes. Shall we take the first spin, see if you can't land on one, do a little traveling? All right, here comes the first spin. Stop at a tennis bracelet. Jennifer, that tennis bracelet is worth $1,925. Nice spin there. Brings you up to $3,274. Here comes another spin that you have to take. Stop at a leather briefcase. That's worth $749. All right, Jennifer, $4,023. You made it through the two spins that were passed to you by AJ, the two spins that you had to take. Now, you have three spins that you can do whatever you want with. If you pass them, remember, they will go to AJ, so you can play a little ping pong with them here. They'll go back. You can hope that he whammies, or you can press your luck. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck one more time.
Okay, press it or luck.
There we go.
Stop at $2,000 or a whammy. Well, you don't have a whammy here, so I'm guessing you probably want the $2,000, right? Jennifer, that brings you up to $6,023. I'd also like to point out that you're the only player who has yet to hit a whammy in this game. You have two spins here. You're in third place still. What would you like to do? Press your luck or
pass?
You're going to pass those spins.
Yes.
All right, the spins come to you, AJ. You're in first place. You have two spins you have to take. If you whammy, you go down to zero. That puts Heather in first place. All right? Okay, AJ, from Detroit, Michigan. Here
Let's
comes
go.
Your first spin.
Okay.
Big bucks. No whammy.
Stop it. Move one space to either $2,000 or lose a whammy or a computer workstation. What would you like? $2,000. You got it, AJ. Brings you up to $8,968. AJ, if you can avoid the whammy with this spin, you have one more you have to take. Avoid the whammy, you will be our winner. Hit a whammy here, and Heather will be our winner, okay?
Let's go.
All right, let's put the board in motion. Stop at a sapphire and diamond ring. That's worth $1,250. AJ, you did it. $10,218. You are now the king of Detroit. And here's the king of Whammyville, Gary Kroger, to tell you what you've won. Gary?
You've won a 35-millimeter camera. AJ, I hope there's someone special in your life because you have a sapphire and diamond ring. Put that together with $8,400 in cash. Your grand total is $10,218.
You know, you had it all there for a moment. You had a beautiful necklace, some beautiful earrings, but you're still a lovely lady, and I'm sure the kids are proud, and you're going to have a wonderful night with the husband regardless. Pop it down one. All right, thank you for being here. Hope you had a good time. We got something for you. Now, Jennifer, it seems to me, to the naked eye, as I was watching from right over there, that maybe you passed a little too soon. Are you feeling that now?
I'm feeling that very much.
Because we were going neck and neck. I mean, it was a heck of a game there for a while. You had a couple spins, and you sent them over this way. You were getting a little strategic there.
I was thinking the whammy had to come up soon. This thing is coming up next, and I want him to
You'd love
it.
To have that moment back, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
I would.
I wish I could give it back to you. But unfortunately...
But I'm glad he was.
Good. Yeah. Well, the moment belongs to this gentleman right here. AJ, congratulations. Now, you came in here today wanting a new car or the money for a new car, and I think you got over $8,000 in cash, some great prizes. I think you could probably get some nice wheels with that, don't you think?
It'll sure make a nice dump.
I mean, we sit there, we close our eyes, AJ, and we just picture you going down the freeway. Oh, stereo blaring. Two beautiful ladies by your side. You can't beat it. Once again, congratulations. Thank you so much for being here, all three of you. You folks at home, thank you for being here as well. And make sure you join us next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.